Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
You're never going to believe this. Earlier this year, we did a story on the Scottish hamlet of Dull with just 50 residents and how it became the sister town to a place called Boring in Oregon, USA. Dull is a Gaelic word meaning meadow, and boring is an English word meaning, well, boring. But imagine how the road signs will work at the entrance to the towns. Welcome to Dull, sister town to Boring. Actually, our UK correspondent Jim enlightens us to how tourists may be pleasantly surprised if they actually took a stroll through the towns to see what each place has to offer. Now, the bizarre has occurred. After this declaration of sistership, delegates from a shire in Australia called Bland visited Dull in Perthshire, Scotland, after hearing it had linked up with Boring. So now the Shire of Bland is hoping to team up with Dull and Boring. Bland's motto is Bland by name, but not by nature. Birds of a feather also comes to mind. Bland is in New South Wales, if you want to see it on Google Maps, in case you're so bored you need something to liven yourself up. When something lacks distinctive characteristics, we describe it as bland, or a person as dull. Well, that's one label that could never be attached to Jesus. He certainly shook up the community of his day with radical ways to live. Not to mention saying that he was God's son. Bland? Dull? I don't think so. He also backed up his claim by healing people and teaching them how to love one another. And then the ultimate act to back up his claims. While he was dying, hanging there, he forgave those who crucified him. As it's recorded in the Bible in Luke 23, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Extraordinary, really? And then coming back to life 3 days later to prove once and for all he is who he says he is. Dull, boring, bland, not the Jesus from the Bible. I'm Aaron Wright.